Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present on history.org. This is Behind the Scenes, where you meet the people who work here. That's my job. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and mostly I ask questions. For Women's History Month, I'm asking Claudia Fitzgerald, who is chef de cuisine at the Williamsburg Inn. One thing I read said you started out, you have been here before and then came back.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When were you here before?
I started here in 1991. I did my internship here through school. Mm-hmm. And then I just stayed on after school full time.
Mm-hmm. When I was a boy, some time ago, if you went out to eat, the chef was a man, your mom or your grandmom cooked at home. When did that start to change?
It started to change dramatically, I believe, maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, and then it's just gotten more and more exposure and the more public awareness of women in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a trend that's going to continue?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to continue.
Do women enjoy chef's work? No, seriously, because my mother used to say she couldn't stand cooking for that many people at one time. Just wouldn't do it, wouldn't think about it. And I'm wondering what caused that to change?
Well, it's just a profession that's actually been opened to women. We've always been in kitchens. It's just that we're more
something.
Yeah.
One of the things I am curious about, when you are cooking, you're by yourself. When you're a chef, you're with a ton of people.
Mm-hmm.
Does that bother you at all, having to direct all those people?
No, not at all. That's the fun.
Okay.
That's the fun. You have to be very organized, very flexible.
Are you good with creating menus? Because I'm not.
Yes and no. It's probably one of my weaknesses, mainly because I like to cook very simple food, good, hot, quality. But at the same time, there's so many people that you have to cook for in a restaurant that you want to try and meet everyone's needs.
Okay, that's the question. What are the needs at the Williamsburg Inn? This is not somebody who's going to walk in off the street and order a hamburger.
No, they do. They do. The needs at the Williamsburg Inn are, the expectations are very high. The guest is expecting top-notch, fresh quality, hot food, great service, and an all-around excellent experience.
Okay. I have no idea what the answer to this is. How do you go about that?
That's all right. Me neither.
Yeah, you do.
How do you go about that?
Creating an excellent experience.
Well,
the service is fairly obvious.
It takes a great team. Mm-hmm. You know, you really have to develop a great team. A cohesive workforce is the name of the game to run a kitchen like this. Mm-hmm. And we have a great team here. Everyone's involved. There's creative. They understand the expectations of the company and the hotel. And they love what they do.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's the key to it. This would be kind of a demanding work because you're dealing with the public, which is always kind of tricky.
It's demanding work, yeah, it is.
Okay, from your first time here interning and you went on to stay, and now you've come back as chef de cuisine of the inn, what's the difference?
Oh, boy. What's the difference? The difference is, since I have grown from the last time I've been here and I've been involved and had more experience with other areas, the biggest difference I see for myself as a chef is that I'm more involved from the business aspect. And I treat this kitchen like it's my own and I'm running my own business. Whereas when I was here before, I was, I was still learning. I was still, gimme, 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 gimme. Now it's like, okay, enough's enough.
As a business, you wanted to be a chef, right? Okay, and then you came here to intern, right? Did you want to be a business person?
No. I had absolutely no idea from the business aspect of becoming a chef. I knew to cook. That's what I wanted to learn. That's what I loved to do. I wanted to feed people, and that's how I felt I made people happy. And but it is a business. It's running your business.
So, with your left hand, with your right hand, you're the chef, and with your left hand, you are the business manager of the kitchen.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Most people do not understand, including me, do not understand that you have to be the business head of this organization.
Very, very, very important.
Uh-huh.
Very important in this day and age.
Okay, now, this is probably an unfair question, but that's okay. In an 8-hour day, how much are you a chef and how much are you the business manager of the kitchen?
Oh, I don't know if you should ask me that today.
Yeah, well, I did. So
or yesterday. Well, I tried to keep it 50-50 because I love being on the floor. But the more involved I get and the more responsibility and the more that I have to run it like my business, I'm less off the floor and more doing the business acumen. So, 75% business.
Oh, well, that's... Yeah.
That's a good chunk.
Yeah. More than I thought it would be. The chefs I have known like to spend time in the restaurant dealing with customers because it gives them a good feeling to see the chef.
Yeah.
Do you try to do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very important to the guest. They love seeing the chef, man or woman. They just love it.
Yeah. Are very many of them surprised anymore that you are a woman?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Still?
Oh, yeah. I get... excuse me, sir, or when I go out, it's, could you please tell the chef, things like that. That's why I wear earrings.
That wouldn't be much of a clue anymore.
It's true.
This may be unfair too, but that's all right. What do you want to do next?
Oh, what do I want to do next? Actually, I never even really thought about it. I've been the kind of person that I've never really had any goals, so to speak. Like I try and train the staff now how important it is 2-year, 5-year, 10-year. I've never looked at it that way. I've just gone with the flow, and I take one day at a time.
When you left here, and I'm trying to think, did I read somewhere that you went to St. John's?
Yes, I went to St. John's. Mm-hmm.
That's not exactly bad duty.
No, it wasn't at all.
It's one of my more favorite places. Why did you come back?
I came back, all my family's here, my home's here in Williamsburg, is the main reason. And when I was down in the islands, that was as far as actually I could develop myself. And I had the opportunity to come back here, and I just jumped on it.
How many people are above you at Colonial Williamsburg?
Holy smokes.
A whole bunch. Never mind. I was just thinking, could you, without leaving again, still move up?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I was saying, would you like to take over all the restaurants at Colonial Williamsburg?
Absolutely not.
Too much business? Not enough
chefing? Yeah.
I wonder where you could go where business isn't going to be more than it is here. Because as the higher you go, the more business there is.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet... Let's not talk about that. That's depressing. I'd rather think about the food. I once talked to, and I cannot, a chef on the West Coast who was known for serving fresh flowers, fresh everything, Alice...
Oh, yeah.
Waters?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I talked to her once about chefing, and she said the nicest part of it is the creation, because you can do something that no one's ever done before. And if it works out and the guests like it, you're a genius.
You got a winner.
Is that the same
yes.
here?
Yes, yes, yes.
I should think here you would have to serve some standards.
Oh,
standard
yes.
dishes that, yeah. that you have no matter
Chateaubriand,
what.
Chateaubriand, rack of lamb, Dover sole, table side. That's what people look for here in our dining room.
Are you still creative in the way that you were when you started? Assuming, of course, that you were creative when you started and not just learning how to cook.
No, actually, when I first started, you know, you have all these incredible visions of what you want to do and how food should look like and, you know, what the guest wants. And by the time you get done with that plate, you have so much on that plate and it's so big and so tall and so wide or whatever that you start to lose focus on what you're really trying to get. And that's just great flavors, hot food. Simple, beautiful food. And that's what we try and do now. And that's what the guests are looking for now. They're not looking for any of that architectural design.
Someone, and I can't remember who, said there was such a thing as too much on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You lose, the guest just looks at it and doesn't really care.
Yeah, no, they don't. They don't want to get a plate in front of them and have to deconstruct it. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to have to break that down and figure out what's underneath the next component.
You still have fun doing it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I have a blast. Yeah, I have a blast.
Every day?
Every day? No. Every other day? No. I would probably say I have a blast 72 hours a day. I always have fun. You have to make it fun. You have to make it fun.
That's Colonial Williamsburg, past and present this time. Checkhistory.org often. We'll post more for you to download and hear.